Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Stacy Walker?
This
Thank you very much. And first of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or don't think you will vote?
Oh, it's certain. I'm going to vote.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
78.
Thank you very much. What is your race?
White.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. Now, I'd like for you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 means a very warm, favorable feeling. 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100, and the higher the number, the warmer you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
0.
Adam Hinojosa.
I don't know who he is.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
No opinion right now.
Okay. Thank you. What about Greg Abbott?
100.
Thank you. What about Morgan Lamantia?
I don't know him.
Okay. Is that no opinion or never heard of her?
I've never heard of him.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one on the list is Ted Cruz.
100.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or just somewhat?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as state senator?
I don't know how he's doing.
Okay, that's fine. Now, thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Allred, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez, for whom would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., for whom would you vote?
Maya Flores.
Thank you very much. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
The Republican.
Thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
Now, I'm going... Thank you. Now, I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. And we have a scale of a high priority, a medium priority, a low priority, or not a priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature. The first one is supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
High priority.
Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
100.
A high priority.
A high priority, sorry.
Thank you. Reforming border policy.
Like, what do you mean? The one that the federal policy or the state policy?
That I am not sure, because we just have reforming border policy.
I think it should be a high priority.
Thank you. The next one is ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
It's a high priority.
And the last one for the list is supporting South Texas small businesses.
Probably medium.
Medium priority. Thank you. Now, thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislature. After each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Mm-hmm. Probably not, just because I like what Governor Abbott's doing for the border.
So how should I record that? We do have another scale. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school vouchers policies?
Probably less likely.
Much less likely, or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. The next one is a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Would I now say it again? So would I support Greg Abbott or the person that supports the border control?
Yes. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border?
Yes.
And is that much more likely?
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. The next one is, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Less likely.
And somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban? Would you be more or less likely to vote?
Hold on, let me think about this. So they supported the abortion ban, or say it one more time. I'm sorry.
Yes. Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Uh-oh. Sorry, my phone was going off.
Okay, that's fine.
Say it one more time. I'm sorry. The phones are talking.
Would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
More likely.
Much more likely or just somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. And the last one for this list is, would you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ+ community?
So somebody that supports LGBTQ or whatever, the
A candidate who supported, who voted to support Texas's LGBTQ plus community.
So I would be less likely because I don't want somebody that supports that.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Now, do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
And if you are part of any WhatsApp group, do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
Yes.
Is it for groups or for direct messages?
Direct messages.
Direct messages. Okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Independent, really.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as a closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Closer to Republican, probably.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My master's degree.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Stacy.
Thank you very much. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in more in-depth and an open-ended way. Can I note that you are interested in a follow-up research study that we may contact you in the future?
That's fine.
Thank you very much. Now, with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation and have a wonderful day, ma'am.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.